speakers, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Hello, hello, everybody. Can I test my levels? Thank you. All right. Hi, my name is Elena, and this is my first time doing on-air radio, so bear with me here. But I'm super excited to do this. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, and we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples, among other Coast Salish nations. We also stream online at cjsf.ca, and you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to our podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and on our website. So, again, this is my first time on air, and I'm super excited to be here. I'm just playing around with different levels and stuff right now. But as I was preparing this track sheet for today, I was kind of thinking of what I wanted to play and how I wanted to pick my songs, if I wanted to pick a certain theme or something. And I decided to come up with a bunch of different tracks that kind of describe me and my taste in music so that you kind of know what to expect for future programming and everything. But yeah, the first track I'm going to play for you today is a song by The Strokes. And if you know me, you know that I am a huge fan of The Strokes. I could talk about them for ages, and maybe one day I will rant on here about them. But to start off this show, I did want to start with The Strokes because they are my favorite band. I love listening to them, and I love sharing their music. So this first song is called Hawaii, and it is a B-side for their song Juice Box, if you are familiar with that. So let me see, where am I? Okay, yeah, without further ado, this is Hawaii by The Strokes.
Over and over, if I'm with you, I'm a happy man. If you feel safe, Thank you.
All right. And that right there was Leaders/Losers by Aus! Exclamation point Funkt. That's spelled A-U-S! Exclamation point and then F-U-N-K-T. They are a Canadian art punk slash death disco ensemble. And then right before that, we had Look Away, Look Away by The Go Team featuring the Star Feminine Band. The Go Team themselves are a UK indie rock band, but the Star Feminine Band, they are a group of girls from North Benin, and they're all 10 to 17 years old. A lot of their stuff is really good, so I do recommend if you like that track, check them out. And I will be back with more music right after this.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Parviz Tanavali, Poets, Locks, Cages, the first major Canadian exhibition of works by the Iranian-born, Vancouver-based artist, Parviz Tanavali. The exhibition brings together over 100 major works, representing his six-decade career, and spans the full breadth of his practice from sculpture and painting to printmaking and mixed-media assemblages. To learn more about this exhibition, visit vanartgallery.bc.ca.
Computers, tablets, smartphones, even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
You are listening to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I am Elena. So for this next track, it is called Steamy Rosalia by M. Booty Spoon. They are a Montreal-based musician. They do a lot of electronic, trillbeat kind of thing. I really like this track. Obviously, they sampled from Rosalia, so I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Right there, metro contest.
And that was just Pulling Out My Baby Teeth by TJ Felix. They are a local Vancouver-based two-spirit musician slash band. You can find them on Bandcamp and other streaming platforms. And before that, we had Condé Digital by Chris Condé. They are a queer rapper and hip-hop artist from Texas, but they're now Brooklyn-based. And the title Condé Digital is a nod to Bobby Digital, or RZA, from the Wu-Tang Clan. And getting back to TJ Felix, I was lucky enough to attend Green Auto Fest. I think it was like 2 weekends ago or something. But Green Auto is an amazing local venue, kind of near East Van by Commercial Drive and stuff. I went to the festival that they had. It was the second annual Green Auto Fest, and I was lucky enough to interview some of the bands that played, and TJ Felix was one of them. A little context before I start this interview, they had just played an intense set. It was so hot outside, and everyone was trying to find as much shade as possible, and they killed it. They were so good. So if you do get the chance to see them live, I would definitely recommend that. But yeah, this I'm going to play an interview we recorded that day. And just so you know, there might be some background noise during the end of the interview, because as we were recording the interview, some other band, I think it was Speed Reader, they started playing, and they were also great and noisy. But just so you know, near the end, there might be a little more background noise than usual. Enjoy. I'm here with TJ Felix. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm TJ Felix. I have a band, and I record my own music, and I make comics and art and stuff, and whatever I'm hyper-focused on at the time. Right now, it's music.
That's sick. I didn't know you'd made comics. What comics do you make?
I had a series called Big Mosquito.
Okay, sick.
And then I had another, like, it's just like a collection of, like, personal stories about substance use and my family and my own history with that, and just being indigenous in the modern world.
What is it like being an indigenous artist in Vancouver specifically?
Well, I've had like a relatively, like, I mean, relatively, I've had a pretty easy going experience. Like, my art is not stereotypically like indigenous. It's not form line or anything. It's pretty Western. So, like, I've been alienated for, like, a number of things from most communities, but that's mostly, like, mental illness and, you know, that aforementioned substance use. I've been, like, very alienated in most scenes. Like, I've been making music for over a decade, and only in the past year or so have we been getting a little bit of notice for it.
Right.
But, yeah, I've had a number of different iterations of the band. We used to be called Industrial Priest Overcoats. And this most recent lineup has been going for about 6 months now.
Okay.
And couldn't ask for a better band.
You're all great. And I'm wondering how you write the guitar parts, because, I mean, they're so good.
I write all my songs, like, in a pretty idiosyncratic way, I guess. Okay. Or, like, I don't know if other people do this, that do bedroom recording.
Right.
But, like, I just jam with myself. Like, I'll program some drums. Then I'll just write or just play a random guitar lick and then just build on it from there. And then just, you know, cut and paste it a bit. And then all of a sudden it's a song.
That's sick.
But that's how I write most things, is by jamming with myself.
That's awesome. Do you also write the drum parts and the bass parts too?
Oh, I do everything, yeah. I mean, like, just because, like, I was had a really hard time with getting my work noticed, or like finding a band when I, like, for a long time, like, I was